Now Rav Nosanzal begins, paragraph Aleph. This was all introduction. V'chol zeh hu bechinas Rosh Hashanah. And this is all the concept of Rosh Hashanah. Shehu soid komus v'nelam v'nistar moid. Rosh Hashanah is an incredible, deep, hidden secret. Bechinas reishis habriya. Rosh Hashanah's aremes takes us back to the beginning of creation. Soid Bereshis, going back to the secret of Bereshis, Shehu Maimar Sosum, which is called a hidden statement of creation. The Gemara tells us that Hashem created the world with 10 statements. Vayomer Lekim Yehi Or, Hashem said, let there be light, let there be this, let there be that. So the Gemara says, but 1 second, if you count, there's only 9. There's only 9 Vayomers there. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Bereshis is also a Maimar. The words Bereshis Bara Elokim is also a statement of creation, but it's called Maimar Sosum. It's a hidden statement because it doesn't say Vayomer. You don't see any Vayomer there, but hidden in the words Bereshis Bara Elokim Es Hashemayim Ve'Ha'aretz is the most important and most powerful statement of creation. Maimar Sosum Bechinas Aye. Just like when you're looking for something that's hidden and you say, where? Where is that? I don't see it. As Rabbein Nazal explains over there in Likut Emran, V'alkein mazkirenos, and this is why on Rosh Hashanah we say, Lefonecho niglu kol ta'alumois, v'hamoin nistorois shemibereshis. Hashem, before you is revealed all hidden things, and all those things that are hidden from creation are all revealed to you, Hashem. Because Rosh Hashanah takes us back to the first day of Adam Arishan's life. V'chol habriya, and the entire creation, bifrat bria sa'odam, especially the creation of man, shenivra b'yoyim zeh, who was created on Aleph Tishrei, shekolol mikol habriya, and we know that man is a composite of everything in creation, the creation of man and the creation of the whole Bria was especially through that first statement of creation. Bereshis, Maimar Sosum, Aye. Shehu Kolol Mikol Ha'asora Mamoris Kulam. That first statement of creation, Bereshis, is a composite of all 10 statements. Just like we have a rule in learning Likut Imran, that the opening paragraph of a Torah contains in it the entire Torah, everything there. So too, the first one of the 10 statements of creation is a composite of all 10 statements. V'zeh b'chinas tiku b'choide shofar b'kese liyoyim chageinu. This is why in that famous pasuk that we say on Rosh Hashanah, it's got that magic word in it, b'kese, hidden, maimar sosum, that Rosh Hashanah is the holiday when the moon is hidden, b'kese. Bakese daiko loshen sosum omechusa, referring to something that's hidden and covered up. Bechinas aye, that's that aye. Shehi bechinas bereshis, maimar sosum. It corresponds to that first statement, which is called the hidden statement. Shehu sosum omechusa venelam ma'oid. It's covered and hidden, very hidden. Umishom iker tikun hatshuva. And it's from that statement of Aye, that's where the real tikkun of tshuva is all to be found. Paragraph Beis. Va'al kein tzrichin l'nsoya l'tzadikim amitim al Rosh Hashanah. This is why it's so important to travel to the graves of tzadikim for Rosh Hashanah. Va'filu mi she'eino izoicha l'nsoya, and even a person who's not zoicha to travel there, Al kol ponim tzorech lehishtadel leilech vilinsoya el mokoim sheyesh kibbutz godoil shel ksheirim v'yireim b'yoyser lehispalel v'lishmoya kol shofar imoim. And even a person who can't go to the kever of the tzaddik at least should try for Rosh Hashanah to travel to the place where there is the largest gathering of the most religious people, ksheirim v'yireim b'yoyser, to daven and hear shofar together with them, ukemoy shenoyegim kol Yisrael, as is the custom among all Yidden, sheberosh Hashanah v'yom kippur, misasvim u'miskaptzim yachad mikol hakforim. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur, all the people who live outside the centers of Yiddishkeit, they all come in, They know they have to come for Rosh Hashanah, even those Jews who throughout the year don't go to shul. They're not there in places where they can't even get to a shul. They know for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they have to get to the shul, and the shuls fill up with people. V'chol harachikim she'enam nizhorim l'spalo b'tzibur b'chol yamais hashanah, and even those people who are far spiritually or far physically, and they don't get to daven with the community all year round, aval b'Rosh Hashanah kulam nigbotzim el hatzibur hakodesh. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, they all join the holy gathering. Ki ikar b'china zois lahachnis derech zes shel tshuva al yedei b'chinas ayeh, eino yodeya ki im hatzadikim hagdoilim hamitim. Because this path of tshuva, which is related to ayeh, the only ones who really know it properly are the great tzaddikim, the true great tzaddikim. Ki kol tzaddik amiti hu bechinas moshiach. Because each and every true tzaddik is a concept of moshiach. Shehu yoidea hasoid shel bereishis, maimar sosum. And who knows the secret of bereishis, the secret of this hidden statement of creation. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai gil olav shivim anpin. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai revealed 70 chapters of Torah, 70 chapters of the deepest Torah in the world, the secrets of Torah, the Tikkunei Zohar, was all revealed on that first statement, Bereishis bara Elokim es haShamayim veHaAretz. Lasoik bohem be'elu hayomim be'elul vaseres himei tshuva shehu sefer hatikunim hakodesh. And it was accepted among the very religious Jews that throughout the month of Elul and aseres himei tshuva, they study especially tikkunei zohar, these 70 chapters of Torah on that first line of the Torah, that hidden statement of creation, bereishis bara Elokim es haShamayim veHaAretz. Ki kol derech hatshuva be'elu hayomim ha'idei b'chinas hanar. Because the whole tshuva process that we're going through during these days of tshuva is all tied into this path. Shehu b'chinas bereishis, maimar sosum, shehu b'chinas chipus u'bakosha. It's the concept of searching, realizing that Hashem is hidden from us, that we don't see Hashem as we would really like to. We're not close enough like we really want to be, and it's a concept of searching, how do I get closer to Hashem? Bechinas ayeh, this cry of ayeh, where, Hashem, where are you? Where am I? Where are you? V'alkein ho'ikr l'nsoya l'tzadikim amitiyim, ha'hoilchem b'derech hazeh. And therefore, the most important thing when it comes to these days of tshuva, Rosh Hashanah especially, and Aseres Me'tshuva, is to go to those true tzadikim who follow this path. Ve'oiskim lahachnis derech zeh bo'olam, and they're the ones who are involved in teaching this path to the world, in introducing this to the world. Kedei lahachzir es ha'olam b'tshuva, in order to get the entire world to make a real proper tshuva, shebozeh tolui ha'geula, which is the whole key to the geula, to the coming of Mashiach and the redemption of Klal Yisrael. K'mo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, u'k'mo Yishekosven, as the Pasuk says, Uvo letzion goel, when will Mashiach come to Tzion, to Yerushalayim? Uleshov eifesha beYaakov, when the Jews will do tshuva. Uleshov eifesha. Kishmoi shel Mashiach kodam loilam. Because the Gemara tells us that Mashiach's name is one of the things that preceded creation. It came before creation. K'may shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, lifnei shemesh, Yinon Shemoi. Before the sun, his name was Yinon. In other words, Mashiach's name was presented. V'chein tshuva kod maloilam. And the Gemara also tells us that tshuva preceded the creation. V'alkein, rak hu yoidea hasoid shel bereishis. Therefore, it's only Mashiach who really understands fully this secret of Bereishis, Shemimenu Haschola Sabria, which is where the creation was started from, Shaideze Iker Derech HaTshuva Kanal, and that's the real essence of the path of Tshuva. Umimenu Mekablim Koil HaTzadikim V'Haksherim Hamitim, and it's from Moshiach that all the true Tzadikim and all the true religious people receive their inspiration and their understanding of how to do tshuva. And therefore, even a person who is not zoiche to come to the true tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah, tzorech lechavein esliboy, has to at least focus his heart and his mind. Shebizchus v'koyach hakibutz hakodesh shel Yisrael shehu nilve u'miskabit simon b'Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim, that with the power of and with the schus of the kibbutz hakodesh of Jews who do gather to the tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, their kibbutz should shine upon me the light of tshuva. Ki Yisroel ola b'machshava tchila, because the Gemara tells us that Hashem's first intention when he thought of creation was the Jewish people. The whole creation was for Klal Yisrael. V'chol ma shemiskaptzim u'misrabim yachad nefoshes Yisrael b'yoyser lehispal b'Rosh Hashanah v'letkoye shofar, and the more Jews that get together on Rosh Hashanah to daven together v'letkoye shofar and to hear the shofar together, yecholin b'yoyser la'alois b'tchilas hamashava, they have the ability to go higher, to reach higher and higher levels, to go to that tchila samachshava, to that first intention of Hashem, shehu b'chinas bereishis maimar sosim, which is that first statement of creation, that hidden statement. Ulahamshich derech hatshuva misham, and to draw the path of tshuva from there. Why? Why does it require dafka a large group of people? Ki hein keil kabir v'lo yimus. Because the Gemara in Brochus quotes this pasuk, Hashem does not reject a group, kabir. When you have a large group of people getting together, there's unity between them. They're united to daven together, to hear the shofar together, to learn together. Hashem never rejects that. One person, the Zohar HaKadosh says, one person, when he davens to Hashem, there are all kinds of angels that see the tefillah, that say, give me that, let me see that tefillah. And they can ask a billion questions on it, and they can tear it to pieces before it gets to Hashem. They have the right to do that in many cases. But the Gemara says, when you have a minyan, tefillah b'tzibur, you have a minimum of 10, hein keil kaber v'lo yimus, they can't touch it. They have no right to touch it. That's 10. Imagine if you have 11. Or if you have 11,000 Yidden davening together with real achdus, there's no malochim, there's nothing. That can't be examined. That goes straight to the top. As the Gemara says, Aval tzorich losum leiv lo zema oid. But a person has to concentrate on this. A person has to focus on this. Lidroish ulavakesh es Hashem b'chol levovoi. To search for and to seek out Hashem with his whole heart, to really beg Hashem, Hashem, where are you? I feel so far from you. I feel so, bring me close to you. I want to connect with you. So that the person will be able to draw upon himself this derech, this path, no matter what he goes through, his entire life. And therefore, ho'ikar, therefore, the most important thing is to come to the true tzaddikim, because they're the ones who are involved, they're the ones who understand this the best, and they're the ones who know how to teach Klal Yisrael this path of tshuva, this path of ayeh, this whole path that Rabbi Nosson Zal is talking about here. Paragraph Gimel. V'zeh bereishis boro lekim, v'ha'oretz ho'isasoyu v'avoyu v'choy shach b'nei soyim. Rav Nosson says, now let's take a look at the words. Let's see what the Torah says on page 1, line 1, that in the beginning Hashem created heaven and earth, and in the beginning there was total darkness. There was every single flavor, four flavors of darkness. Toyu, voyu, choy shach b'nei soyim. Shehein b'chinas klal kol ha'arba golios. K'mayshom Razal, the Gemara tells us that those four terms there, Toyhu, Voyu, Choshech, Alpnei Soim, are marames to the four major exiles that Klal Yisrael experienced. The Golos of Bavel, the first one where Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis Mikdash, the Golos of Poras Umodai, Persia, the Golos of Yavon, the Greeks, and the final Golos that we're going through now, the Golos of Edom, or Rome, the these four galis, Shehem Bechinas Klal HaSitra Achrav HaKlipos, those four are symbolic of the entire Sitra Achra and all the Klipos. Sheyini Kosom Meha'alomo V'Astoro Shel Bereishis Maimar Sosom Kanal, where they draw their energy from the hiddenness of Hashem, from this Hastora, from Bereishis, which is a Maimar Sosom. Whenever Hashem's presence is obvious, whenever Hashem shows himself in full, the Klipos are wiped out. Like in Egypt, when Hashem gave the 10 plagues or Kriyas Yamsuf, the Egyptians were wiped out. But when Hashem is in hiding, whenever Hashem is hidden, then the Klipos, the Sitrach, are able to draw. They're able to draw energy. Avol, but the Pasuk concludes there, V'ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei amoyim. So Rav Nosson says, V'ruach Elokim do ruchoi shel Moshiach. The Zohar HaKadosh says that's referring to the spirit of Moshiach, merachefes al pnei amoyim, hovers over the waters. Ki ikar hatikun al yodoi, because the main tikun is through him, through Moshiach. Shemachnis derech zeboilam, who is the one to really introduce this derech into the world. Levake shulachapes aye, to search for Hashem, to seek out Hashem. Shalideze nishapech hayuridol aliyah, whereby when a Jew does that, when a Jew tries to reach out to Hashem, they convert their yurida to an aliyah. V'oilin likdushas hamaymar sosum shul bereishis kanal, and the person gets elevated. He rebounds up. It's like stepping down on a diving board. You press down all the way, and then it shoots you up 10 feet high, all the way up. It shoots you up to that level called aye, to the 10th floor, all the way on top. V'zehu al pnei hamoyim, and this is what the pasuk says there. V'ruach likim rachefes al pnei hamoyim. It's the spirit of Moshiach is over the water. Bechinas shifchi kamayim libech. That's referring to the waters of tshuva, the waters of tefillah and Torah. When a person pours out his heart to Hashem, it says shifchi kamayim libech. Pour out your heart to Hashem like pouring water. Bechinas tshuva. That pasuk is marames to tshuva. Shenase al yidei ze kanal, which is accomplished through this.